We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Willie P is in the building, live and local on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and on all your smart speakers and devices with the radio.com app. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. It's been a week, guys. There's no two ways about it, but we're here to keep you entertained here for the next couple of hours. We'll bring you some great thoughts on what happened this week in the sports world that was positive, especially the turnaround for our Atlanta Falcons. What a week that they had in reshaping and redefining what this football team might do over the course of this next season. I had a broadcast consultant very early in my career when I was still trying to figure out this business, and he suggested to me to write an opening monologue for every show when I was hosting by myself. There were times where I'd go off on tangents. I'd be very ADD, otherwise not focused by the time the lights hit for the time to go on air, and I also had other duties to fulfill throughout the day. So, you know, a monologue allowed me to really focus on actually doing a show. I stopped doing it regularly after a while, in large part because you could tell I was reading it. I mean, it was not natural. You could tell I was reading from a paper, and as a lot of things happen in our business, it became passé, and you know, especially when you change consultants at a radio station, usually the next person's job to tell you how full of crap the last one was. So I'm sure that's something that everybody can relate to in their own business and in their own lives. But if the gravity of a particular topic lended itself to something more scripted, I would do so. And a lot of times they'd flop. And there was one time it actually won me an award in the positive statewide. So I'm letting you know that I wrote this one because I just had to get some thoughts down on paper and organize myself today. These last couple of days have been difficult and weird for all of us for a variety of reasons. I mean, I'm not about to compare the loss of good health and unfortunate loss of life that our country and the world has experienced to the trivial nature of the entertainment loss that the absence of sports has left us with these last 10 days. But for those of you who feel like you've had a sense of loss, not just because of your routine and habits changing, your sense of normalcy has been disrupted, you are certainly not alone, and we're united to that end. I was probably one of the last people who kind of cast a shadow of doubt that locking down the whole world was necessary to flatten the curve and take us away from the fear that this COVID-19 pandemic has done and keep it from spreading further than it needs to. Like, I was at every professional sporting event Atlanta had in the last week, the two Atlanta Hawks games, the United game last Saturday, or two Saturdays ago, I should say. Not bragging, just a fact. I even kept myself from saying hi to Pro Football Hall of Famer Andre Reed, who was two seats down from me at the Hawk-Nick game. Not trying to name drop, but mostly because it was that night and around the third or fourth quarter where I was scared that our lives were about to massively change once we found out Rudy Gobert was diagnosed with coronavirus. And obviously you all know the story from there. I'm not going to sit here that what we're doing ultimately is right or ultimately wrong. I'm not smart enough to figure that out or smart enough to do so. I'm not Dr. Anthony Fauci, nor do I claim to be. I'm here to tell you that based on what some of the smartest people have said, this is unfortunately what needs to happen for us to save lives, most importantly, to get us back our own peace of mind because there's a lot of panic out there, and also to give credence to the reason why we exist as a radio station, and that is to serve as a public trust to our city, to engage, to entertain, and enlighten, but most importantly, to keep you guys safe. I knew I wanted to get into the radio business from the moment I knew I could speak. I first realized I could make a career of it after my father suggested it to me when I was reading him the Washington Post sports section every day at breakfast. And I realized it when I was doing internships in college and in my first couple of jobs making peanuts. I loved every minute of it, though. But I didn't appreciate it until the first time it went away. Now, I've had more doors shut to me in this business than anyone really deserves. And every time it was for a reason I had no control over. And it's not important why, but it didn't change the fact that what I loved was gone and I had to change my route to professional happiness. Yeah, I was a workaholic. You want to admit? Want me to admit that I deified my work? Absolutely. Guilty. I did. Sacrificed a lot of personal happiness and comfort. Broke off relationships with people who couldn't measure up to the appreciation of understanding of what I did and why I did it. And I've had many of my colleagues in this business suffer that same fate this week as media companies and radio stations have shuttered and pivoted their programming because either resources are not there or they don't have the feel that they're serving the greater good by being on the air. Well, I'm proud to tell you that 92.9 The Game, you know, we've been committed to making sure that we bring you the most local sports talk in this city, not only in Atlanta, but the entire Southeast. We were on the air live all week during the three big Falcons stories that broke, and we'll continue to talk about those here over the course of the next couple hours here with you. But we're also here to lend an ear to those of you who are struggling at this time. I know people who are in various businesses, especially the retail and service industry, have been laid off and cannot work because of the restrictions placed on them by this evil pandemic. We're here so you have that escape and the comfort of what is your radio family. And we know everything has had to really shift. We know all businesses can't be open at this time. They can't handle the infrastructure of a takeout-only service. But we at Entercom Atlanta have started an initiative called Love Local Atlanta, which is something that a lot of us here at 92.9 have shared on our social media. We've shared it on our Twitter at 929TheGame. And I've shared it on my personal Twitter, at Willie P. Style. Support our local businesses, if you can, in the safest way possible over the course of the next couple of weeks, as we know Atlanta has locked down a lot of its businesses to takeout only and delivery only. Do so in the safest way possible, because we need each other now more than ever. Don't take more than your fair share at the grocery store. Leave some Charmin for the rest of us. I know Squid Billy from the Dukes and Bell show was looking for some the other day. And whatever you do, let's show the world that we're better than those who are at each other's throats on social media, and also better than those crazy spring breakers we saw down in Florida. Yeah, we're better than those people. Okay, come on. We need to show that this is our finest hour and not our greatest panic. It was when I needed it the most personally that 92.9 The Game reached out to me, helped me after a year where I was told by two different companies my services were no longer needed, and Atlanta has now become my home. I've grown to love it here, and it's made me happier to be here than any place else. I think of you guys not just listening, but also the people inside this building on a day-in and day-out basis as part of my extended family, and my gratitude toward you all is boundless. And I will continue to try and pay it forward as much as I possibly can over the course of the next couple of weeks by supporting local businesses, helping people out when they might need it, and doing anything I possibly can so that we flatten the curve and stop the spread of coronavirus. Please adhere to social distancing. I know I saw a lot of people walking outside today in Midtown. I know they were keeping their distance, but as much as possible as you can avoid being outside today. I know it looks great outside, but do so in a safe way. The sooner we flatten the curve, the sooner we can get back to arguing who's going to play third base for the Braves or who the heck the Falcons are going to take at number 16. Because Lord knows those conversations, as much as I probably lamented their existence, they are probably the one thing that I miss having right now because of the way that our minds have been preoccupied with what's going on elsewhere in the world. I do a lecture every fall for one of my old professors, and he asks me every year to tell his students why I keep doing what I do for a living. because the feeling that I get when I flip on the mic every time I come here is as indescribable as the feeling you get from a Ronald Acuna home run, a Julio Jones touchdown catch, a Joseph Martinez goal. That tangible euphoria can't be duplicated or reproduced by anything else that I do. Nothing else. And that includes today, even today with no games in play. Still feel that euphoria, still feel that great feeling. I know you know what that feeling feels like, and that's why you come here as often as you do. That's also why you're sad that that feeling for at least a time period has been taken away. But I urge you to keep coming back. Download the Radio.com app on your smartphone. Teach your smart speaker to play 92.9 The Game. Just because you're not in your car driving around does not mean you have to social distance from us. I know what it's like to lose that euphoria. I hope we get it all back real soon. And when we do, we'll be here to tell you about it on 92.9 The Game, because we feel the same way you do when those things happen. Atlanta is our city. We want our city to be safe. We want our teams to be safe. We want our teams to play again as soon as possible. So in order to make that happen, you need to do your part as well. But also, when you're doing your part, don't stay away from us, because we're still here to keep you company until then. 404-741-0929 is how you get in touch with me, Willie P., on the phones and on the Salmon Brothers Diamond text line, on Twitter, at Willie P. Style. That's IEP Style. The radio station is 929 The Game on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I want to hear from you how you're dealing with these last couple of days. That it's important to me, but it also might be important for someone else to hear who might be struggling during this time. Up next, we'll get into what's happening, including what a difference a week makes for our Atlanta Falcons. With Dylan Matthews on the other side of the glass, Willie P. is in the building, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, always on your phone, smart speakers, and wherever you go on the radio.com app. Willie P. is in the building, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and on all your smart speakers and devices at radio.com. You know, I have radio.com on my phone. I listen all the time. I got a little sound bar that I hook my phone up to, and I just keep it on 92.9 The Game all day. If you have a Roku, you can use it as well. If you have an Amazon Echo or if you have a Google Home, you can use that as well. Just say play 92.9 The Game on the radio.com app, and it takes you right there, and you can stay with us every day. And also, if you missed something during the week, you might have wanted to possibly catch on one of the shows during the day, particular interview, particular staple segment, Wendy Zone, Lloyd Pierce interview on the morning show, Steve Coonan, whatever, you can use the rewind function of that app as well. Thanks again to everybody who's listening on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929 and on Twitter at Willie P. Style. My man Chris, who tweets in, he's a guy who works at Kroger. He says it's tough trying to put out potatoes, lettuce, and all kinds of other things. People are grabbing it as soon as you put it out. I know the one thing that I've been doing a lot at my home is not only retail therapy, but culinary therapy. Not doing it in a gluttonous fashion, not doing anything more, taking more than I need, because that's not something that we need to be encouraging right now. But let's just say I've been going into the bowels of different recipe books of mine just to keep myself busy. In between writing articles for 92.9thegame.com, as I've been doing throughout the week a little bit more, I penned a couple of different pieces on some of the moves that the Falcons have made, which we'll do here in what's happening coming up next. But I also got a chance to speak with the head coach of the Atlanta Dream, Nikki Collin, who you'll hear a little bit of that interview a little bit later on in the program. We're also going to talk some football with Eric Edholm 1 hour from now, Yahoo Sports NFL insider, and also Jarvis Davis, our own Falcons insider, about what happened this week from the Falcons and how much different the outlook for the season looks after the moves that were made. But, you know, it's all just kind of it's social distancing, it's self-quarantine. I'm fine, but I know a lot of people are just kind of using extra caution, and that's the unfortunate part that we have to do. But at the same time, you know, we all need to kind of help each other out, not just those who are in our service industries, but also restaurants. I know one of my very good buddies is an Amazon guy, and this particular time period has been really rough for him. I actually I ordered something right before the real wave started. I ordered, of all things, a little desk stool because I needed to kind of set up a little home office for myself in my mini Atlanta Midtown apartment with what little space that I have to spare. And I have a little desk that I have basically propped right next to my dresser. And I needed a stool. I was using the ottoman that I had bought for my living room a couple months ago as a desk chair. That wasn't working. That wasn't cutting it. So I bought a desk chair, and I'm going to be assembling that later. But again, it's just anything you can to make yourself feel like you're doing something, so you're not just sitting there in a sedentary lifestyle and gaining weight, because that's the one thing that I think people are worried about doing right now. Here's what's happening.
Peter, what?
What?
What's happening?
On a Saturday, the 21st day of March 2020, my, what a difference a week makes when you think about the Atlanta Falcons. I think we all knew coming into this week that they needed to do something to announce their presence in the 2020 offseason with their authority. I don't think anybody thought that anything was going to happen to the level that we saw over the course of this week. You know, the first move, Hayden Hurst comes over from the Baltimore Ravens in a trade that involves one of the Falcons' second-round picks and a fifth-round pick. They get a four coming back and a brand-new tight end after they let Austin Hooper go to Cleveland for... Well, again, I wonder where people, you know, thought that I wasn't, you know, trying to be truthful and faithful, and they thought I was being disingenuous for some reason. I knew that he was going to get stupid money, folks. You knew Austin Hooper was going to get stupid money, and again, no offense to Austin Hooper. He ain't worth that coin. He ain't worth the Skrilla, man. So, the move of getting Hayden Hurst... You take somebody who was a surplus on one team, who fits this system a lot better, and you get him for a lot less money than you would have had to pay Austin Hooper. Much as you think about Austin Hooper having this great symbiotic relationship with Matt Ryan, guess what? Part of that was that Ryan made him. Ryan made Austin Hooper. Austin Hooper didn't make Matt Ryan. We'll see what Baker Mayfield does with Hoop. In the mistake by the lake. And then the second move, Dante Fowler. Look, whatever you want to believe when it comes to this guy, I understand that there were some people who were detractors and not necessarily big fans of this move going in, taking a little bit of cautious optimism coming forward with it. But I also like that he has more than one pass rush move. You heard Chuck Smith talk about it earlier this week on Dukes and Bell. We'll replay that interview coming up for you in about 15 minutes' time. This is not a one-trick pony. This is not Vic Beasley speed rush or drop into coverage. This is a guy who actually has a pulse when it comes to what he needs to do to get to the quarterback. I think he'll play the run a lot better as well. And it allows the Falcons to refocus their efforts in the NFL draft. They can go after a defensive tackle now. Somebody to be alongside Grady Jarrett on passing downs. They can go after a linebacker, somebody to replace Devondre Campbell, or they can go after a defensive back. C.J. Henderson sitting out there from Florida. He obviously is somebody who you can bring in and possibly have as a day one starter for this team this upcoming season. And then yesterday, oh boy, yesterday's big, big move, getting Todd Gurley for a song. For a song, folks. 1 year, $6 million. Remember the movie Moneyball when Brad Pitt has that scene with David Justice? And of course, I say that name in this town and it's vilified, even though he was the hero in game number 6 in 95. But remember that scene where Brad Pitt, playing the role of Billy Bean, goes to David Justice and is like, "No, I'm not paying you $4 million. I'm paying you the league minimum. Because New York is paying you basically 3/5 of your salary to not play there." And that's the situation you have here with Todd Gurley. The Rams are paying him a boatload to play elsewhere in the NFC. You got a motivated guy coming in, playing about an hour away from where he went to college. You know he's going to be chomping at the bit. I know the arthritic knee is a big concern, but... He's a bigger, much more physical back than Devontae Freeman is. I think Devontae Freeman shied away from a lot of contact this past year and over the course of the last couple of years because of all the concussion stuff that happened with him over the course of the previous couple of seasons. Never lived up to that contract. And when you think about what you're paying on the dead cap right now for Devontae and what you're paying for Todd Gurley, if he's anything like the shell of what he used to be the two seasons prior to this one, it's a bargain. It's a steal. $12 million, you get a 1,000-yard rusher out of him, I'd be like a pig in slop, man. Like, let's go. I'm ready. Because guess what also he can do? He can give you more in the red zone than anybody on this roster can. So the offense has been completely remade. You've gotten younger and cheaper at positions. And you now have a defined way to go on the defensive side of the football when it comes to the draft. Defensive tackle, linebacker, D-back. Use your first three picks on that. You get another pick in the fourth round. I think this is a ability right now for the Falcons to look a lot more optimistic going into Flowery Branch in August than I think we all thought they were going to be. But again, time will tell if we get the season started on time. Jameis Winston today bid his farewell to Tampa Bay, basically making official what we had known for the past couple of days, that the Buccaneers move on from the first 30-30 quarterback in NFL history. He said on Twitter, "It's been a great 5 seasons as a Buccaneer. All the love and respect. I love Tampa, and I look forward to seeing y'all again in February." Making reference to the fact that Super Bowl will be played in Tampa next year. We'll see whether or not Jameis makes it back for that. Of course, there's obviously the consternation back and forth now between Tom Brady and Chris Godwin, whether Godwin will give up the ghost when it comes to number 12 going to Tom Brady. There's been some talk that Brady might actually take number 10, the number he had in college at Michigan. If he can't get number 12 out of Chris Godwin, like what does Tom Brady have to do? Buy an island? Like, seriously. Like, how can that not, how is that not happening right now? How have they not made that be something that they can make it happen? Come on, guys. Turn that into something. Make it happen. And as if we didn't have enough action in our division, Emmanuel Sanders signs a 2-year deal with the New Orleans Saints. Now, I know a lot of you are sitting there saying, what is really Emmanuel Sanders? Is he the same guy we saw in Denver? Because he probably took a step back in San Francisco, didn't play a full year. But he at least is somebody who draws attention away from Michael Thomas, who had 119 more catches than any other wide receiver on the Saints roster last year. Their number two option before adding Sanders would have been Ted Ginn Jr., who is a 35-year-old. By the way, Ted Ginn being 35, doesn't that make you feel old? Holy cow. That is one that, I tell you what, the fact that Ted Ginn is 35 makes you wonder how old you feel right now. And amazingly enough, we talked about this with the Falcons going into the offseason. The New Orleans Saints seem to always figure out how to massage the salary cap. Like, they're doing something funny over there in New Orleans when it comes to the salary cap. So when people were saying, oh, what about the cap? What about the cap? Why can't we get anything done when it comes to the Falcons salary cap? Well, guess what? They figured out a way to give Dante Fowler the money that they did and Todd Gurley the money that they did. And oh, by the way, have enough money to re-sign their rookie class after the post-June 1 designation when it comes to Desmond Trufant. There's always a way when it comes to the NFL cap to find some money to cut people and retool your team. Lastly, but not leastly, there has been another entity inside the United States that has pushed for a delay for July's 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Initially, it was U.S. Swimming who had called for the postponement of the Olympics, and now the United States Track and Field Association has joined them in that effort. They say, we have acknowledged that there are no perfect answers and it's a very complex and difficult decision, but in this position, it provides our athletes with the comfort of knowing they will have adequate time to properly prepare themselves physically, mentally, and emotionally to participate in a safe and successful Olympic Games. They didn't provide a timeline, obviously, because they put that at the feet of the IOC. But that's another entity from our country that has expressed concern about the Olympics happening on time in an area that is still very much trying to fight this unfortunate pandemic. Willie P is in a building. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, radio.com app, 404-741-0929 is how you get in touch with us. We'll come back and let you hear from somebody who knows more about pass rush than you know about anything else. Chuck Smith joined Dukes and Bell earlier this week to talk about the signing of Dante Fowler and why he can provide more on the defensive line for the Falcons than Vic Beasley did in his time with the Dirty Birds. Willie P's in the building. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and the radio.com app. Willie P is in the building. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So I saw a picture from a reporter for WSB-TV who said that the security line right now at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is, let's just say, we'll call it prohibitive. I don't mean to laugh. I'm going to say it. It's long. It's long, folks. So if you're flying today, I don't know why you would be. Take care. Take extra time. And if you're flying to New York or Philadelphia, let's just say good luck, because the FAA has just put out a directive saying that because of staffing issues, they've suspended all flights in and out of all New York City and Philadelphia airports. In and out of all of those airports. So there. The world keeps changing, man. 404-741-0929 is how you get in touch with me, Willie P. Also on Twitter, at Willie P. Style. That's IEP Style. So earlier this week, when it seemed like every day we had a different positive Falcon story to bring you when it comes to their free agency, their offseason, the league year beginning, Hayden Hurst, Dante Fowler, Todd Gurley, all part of our team now. We got on one of the foremost pass rushing specialists in our city, a man who we've talked to about really the unfortunate nature that has become of our lack of a pass rush here over the last couple of seasons in Atlanta. And that is, of course, Chuck Smith, who really has revolutionized the pass rush game, worked with a lot of great athletes when it comes to trying to give them moves in order to be better at rushing the passer, getting to the quarterback. Mike and Carl had a chance to speak with him about the signing of Dante Fowler, and one of the first things they asked him was, what does Dante Fowler bring to the table that's an upgrade over Vic Beasley?
Well, I think right now, you know, he's proven that he's a double-digit sacker right now, and I think he's trending up, man. And I think one of the things you see is the evolution of Dante from Jacksonville, where he wasn't productive. Eventually, he wasn't even a starter. And didn't manage his time much, you know, didn't manage himself well, really, around some of the guys. But when I say he's trending up, I like what I saw from him. You know, and as I'd say, Robert Quinn, before he left, Robert taught him the move that OC and myself developed, the cross chop. And, you know, he uses that move. He uses a great technique. He plays very fast. And I just think, you know, the Falcons caught him at the right time, you know, hopefully as he continues to, you know, keeps doing what he's doing. But, you know, a lot of times on these contract years, we always hear the cliche, oh, he's doing it because of a contract year. And I think, you know, it's going to be important, because I think he's averaged like 5 sacks a year and something like that. But it's going to be important, man, for him to really come in and show what he has. He's kind of giving the Falcons a little bit of breathing room. You know, they had to get an edge, and they had to get a veteran.
It's Chuck Smith joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Chuck, I always bring up coaching, and I just want you to address this, you know, before we start talking about some of these guys that we've been talking about in the upcoming draft, and maybe we'll have a shot at drafting one of them at 16. Maybe we won't. We'll see how things shake out. But I'm a big proponent, and I know we have these conversations, about it's not always the guy. In many cases, it's about where that guy is and who's coaching him and whether he's getting the proper coaching to truly become better. And, I know you see guys all around the league, and, you know, we're not going to badmouth coaches here and there, but the fact is everybody's not great. You know, everybody doesn't do a great job of getting guys better or even putting them in positions to be great.
Yeah, you're right. And I think that's one of the things I'll tell you about Dante. I don't need anybody to touch Dante. Let him do what he does. Don't try to change anything. He's plug and play. So nothing the Falcons can really teach him is that he needs to implement. He is ready as far as that's concerned. But I do think, man, I think the a lot of coaches around the league, remember, guys, we're at the Neanderthal level of pass rush where you got a generation of coaches that come from, we got to stop the run. The mentality is we got to stop the run. There's only a few out there that have that philosophy. So a lot of the assistant coaches are responsible for teaching moves. They're starting to hear it. I've been saying it since 2002. You got to teach moves. You can't run bull rushes. You can't keep doing all those things. So I think the assistant coaches or defensive line coaches you never hear about, but they are so responsible because a lot of them, they need to learn how to teach moves and spins, all that. So it's time. The time is here because guess what, guys? You'll hear more about it coming up. They have basically taken away the bull rush. There's no such thing as a bull rush anymore. You'll hear a lot more about it. It's called a power rush now. You can't use your helmet and strike. You can't have your head down. So guess what, assistant D-line coaches on 32 NFL teams, if you can't teach pass rush moves, you're probably going to eventually struggle to keep a job. And that's a fact. You got to be able to teach moves. The all gas, no brakes, speed rush, speed the bull ain't going to work. And that's why there are two guys that one's left and one guy on the roster. They haven't shown the ability to develop moves, but it's going to start with the new D-line coach to help tack.
And that's my next question is Big Chuck Smith from the Bomb Squad, former captain of Falcons here, joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. He teaches pass rush. He works with guys getting ready for the draft. He's the guru. What's up with Tack? Do you give him a pass because the shoulder issue, or talk about everything with Tack? Technique, what he's doing, what he's not doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't give him a pass because when you're on the field, you are accountable for what your production is. That's one thing I learned a long time ago. You are accountable for what you put on the field. He doesn't get a pass, and I'll tell you why. He had an opportunity before he got injured to be productive, and he still has not developed a signature pass rush move. He's a bull rusher, and he tries a speed rush. And I really love his attitude, and I like, but at some point, you got to produce, And I tell you the biggest thing about Tack, and I hope he's listening. You got to develop a signature rush move. The guy that's coming in there, when he was at Jacksonville, he was a bull rusher. I'm talking about Dante Fowler. Because now let me drop this on you guys real quick, just from a pass rush, understanding the dynamics of the movement. If you're a guy who has hurt shoulders, the last thing you need to do is bull rush. Because what happens with Tack, he's on the ground a lot, so that's why as you see his last injury, he's always getting up with a shaking his shoulder, he's coming out, because the move he uses is all about striking the man with your helmet and shoulders, and it's like they're in a wrestling match, and you're either going to get thrown down, he's going to land on you, because eventually it's going to hurt you. And I just think Tack has to be diligent enough. The new coach has to understand you can't go speed the bull because now it's power. So it takes away from that, and now he's going to have to develop a move. If Tack McKinley's going to be successful in Atlanta, he's got to learn how to use whether it's a swipe, cross chop, stutter, swim, long arm, something like that. He's got to develop that because the bull rush is going to always be the rush that will hurt him.
Chuck, let's talk about some of the guys that we're looking at in the draft and what you know, or at least what you've heard, and maybe you've even worked with some of these guys. Chaisson, LSU, what do you know about him?
I like Chaisson, but I think bringing in Chaisson, I just think when you look at him, if we're a true 3-4, I love it. He's a 3-4 backer to me.
Okay.
That they'll have to convert to a 4-3. Now, if they draft him, maybe that's saying that him and Fowler are going to do more standing up. That kind of thing. But to me, he's a 3-4 backer that they'd have to force into a 4-man front. But again, pass rushers that are good, they're going to fit you in anywhere. So I think the kid's pretty good. But I definitely think he's a 3-4 guy, and he might not fit the defense.
We talked about, was it Espinosa, kid from Iowa? And again, he kind of checks a lot of the boxes, Chuck, but it doesn't look like he does anything particularly great.
Well, again, I don't want to put too much into all the things that happened at the combine, guys. I mean, listen, there's some guys in the league that don't run fast. Listen, the Bosa brothers, they didn't exactly run 4.6s. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you. I mean, again, they speak for themselves, but there are a lot of guys who don't necessarily run fast. They don't look as good, but on the field, they're tough. They're physical. They have skills. Now, here's the one thing I'll say about Epinesa where I don't like him for the Falcons. I think we need another edge guy. He's not a true edge guy. I'd rather have Chaisson before Epenesa. Epenesa is the, the in and out guy. I don't want the guy who's a defensive end and he moves in on third downs to the defensive tackle. We don't need that. So we need a raw edge guy. I'm talking about speed, just like Fowler. We need another guy like that because right now, I'm not really at this point. There's got to be questions if I'm going to put Tack in the equation from the long, you know, from that, from the long term. You know what I mean? But I don't like right now for us personally, the Falcons. I don't want the in and out guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. I need the out guy. Right. I need the edge guy. I don't want that other guy.
Well, there's only one guy, and that guy is Chase Young. And you know, you're talking about moving down and giving up. But Chuck, you and I both know this dude is a difference maker. And listen, before we made the Fowler move, I'm all about going all in and potentially giving up picks and future picks to make this happen because I believe that he's that kind of guy. Do you?
Well, Orlando D. Ledbetter been dropping that one on me, you know, dropping that on everybody around the city, which I understand. I know, right? And I totally get it. He is that guy. He is special. He is a, you know, a franchise-changing type of talent. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing, guys. Listen, when you have a guy like that, you have a Bruce Smith, a Reggie White, hopefully, you know, he becomes that. But right now, he reminds me of Myles Garrett. That's to me who he, you know, I remember Myles been getting 10 sacks from the time he got in the league. But, yeah, he's worth it all. He's worth giving up the number one pick. He's worth all that, especially if you feel like you're ready to go to the Super Bowl. That is the big question for the Falcons internally. Are we this player away from the Super Bowl? Because we do got a lot of holes to fill. But I think he's worth it. But let me just tell you about the Redskins. They would be absolutely foolish. They're moving to a 4-3. This guy comes in, he's going to help you sell tickets, unless you get into it now. He's going to sell tickets. He's going now, and now you pair him with Montez Sweat, them Bama boys in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now, we might be a lot better with this guy than we are with Tua, because now we become the San Francisco 49ers real fast with this D-line. Got a young quarterback, so now you got to look at it's more than just, you know, what Ron Rivera's trying to, what would happen. This has to do with, I got other guys. Wow, I'm getting good real fast with these D linemen.
All right, big guys, some good defensive tackles out there. Chuck, I know that we've talked about, you know, the inside out. We got Grady locked up for years.
Yeah.
But you know who I love, though? I mean, I know it would require moving up. That Isaiah Simmons just looks like a guy that can be a difference maker.
Man, this dude is a beast, man. You know, he's a hybrid. I mean, he is the ultimate hybrid. He can blitz. He can cover. He can jump. I love the kid. I mean, we playing with Clemson. Not last year, but the year before, I was like, who is this dude? And this dude is, you know, he's everywhere. I mean, he's an unbelievable talent. Now, that's the guy right there. If the Falcons, you know, I mean, he might not be there if you could get him. But, you know, if he's your guy, you know, you got to make it work. But for me, I understand Isaiah Simmons and we're everybody, you know, wondering what we go at 16. I think after you got Dante Fowler, if the best player at 16 is not a defensive lineman. You got to go with the best player that's a starter.
Right.
You can't force it. You just cannot force it if it's Chaisson or if it's whoever it may be. And I hope that you can't force it. Right now, I need a starter. So if the best player on my board is a lot better than Chaisson or people like that, don't force the edge, you know, guy when you know if all your data says he's not our guy. Get a starter, whether it's a corner, whether it's a safety, because Keanu Neal's an issue. Love Kiki, but it is an issue. Devondre Campbell, I mean, you got to think now. You know, there's some holes there. So I'm trying to fill a need with a starter, not try to force, you know, a circle into a square. Does that make sense, guys?
Absolutely. That is a little bit from Chuck Smith earlier this week when he was on with Dukes and Bell. I'll give you some of my thoughts on where I want the Falcons to go at 16. Coming up a half hour from now, I'll ask NFL draft expert for Yahoo Sports, Eric Edholm, that same question. I'll tell you right now, I feel a lot differently now than I might have earlier in this week before all these moves were made. I believe the Falcons' approach to the draft is a lot more defined now than it was before, and I'll tell you why that is when we come back. Willie P is in the building, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live and local. Be sure to teach your smart speaker how to get 92.9 The Game via the radio.com app. If you have a Google Home or an Amazon Alexa, tell it to play 92.9 The Game. Also, radio.com app is available on your smartphone, smart speakers. Take us wherever you go. Your phone is a radio with 92.9 The Game and the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.